How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
And welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Good day.
Good day, Tom. You're wearing a lovely pair of pyjamas.
Well, thank you. I bought these while I was on the tour because I like to have pyjamas when I'm on tour. It's a little home comfort.
Yeah, you can't be nudie in a hotel room.
No, I cannot. Imagine if there was a fire alarm.
Yes. Or if someone, you know, sometimes they knock, don't they? Housekeeping.
Oh, please. Exactly. I have
to be in more clothes
than I would be if I was out and about.
Well, of course. But they're very nice. They're sort of spotty.
Polka dot.
Collared PJs. Polka dot, yes.
They're a short. They're a short sleeve and a short.
Oh, have you got your lallies out?
Yeah, got a short trouser.
Oh, he's showing me. Cool. Wait a minute. Don't worry.
I got them. Can you
those
see?
Those legs. People don't realise what good legs Tom Allen has.
Oh, stop it, Sue.
It's because they're always caged up in those trousers.
Of course, and my gusset and hose. But
I know her.
Gusset and hose. That would be a good name for something, wouldn't it?
A sketch group?
A sketch group, yes. Yeah, very.
They're doing improv every day at the Tron at 1:15.
Yes, quarter past
you must go.
Gusset and hose. You're wonderful so far. I got them in my favorite, of course, M&S. But I thought I'll treat myself to a little pajamas because I forgot to take my normal ones.
Yes. Have I ever told you the story about when I was on tour with Josh Widdicombe and we found out that the hotel we were in had a swimming pool and we didn't know beforehand?
Oh.
And so we thought, should we go and get some swimmers so that we can have a little swim,
of course,
and have a little jacuzzi and, you know, because there's so much time to kill if you're doing two nights in the same venue. So we were like, let's fill some time. So we went to some high street store. I can't even remember where. And I just picked up a cozy, just a black plain cozy. And it was only when I was buying it that I realised that it was a thong. And I thought, could you imagine Josh Widdicombe's face if I walked out of the women's changing room in a G? Ruffle, what are you doing? Why have you got a thong on?
I think he wouldn't have said anything. I think he would have...
No, I think he would have thought not to say anything, but I think he would have laughed so hard that he couldn't contain it. But now, that was probably nearly 10 years ago, and occasionally he'll say to me, do you remember when you almost bought a thong in Birmingham?
Birmingham. Great thongs there.
Great thongs in Birmingham.
Great thongs in Birmingham. It's nice, isn't it, to buy a little something on the way. I bought some lamps as well.
Go on, tell us about them.
My mum tells me off.
Why has your mum told you off? She likes the dark.
You got enough lamps and chairs. I like lamps and chairs. Low-level lighting.
Honestly, I don't think there's anything I like less than a top light on.
Oh, my God. It's the gayest thing I think we've ever said, actually.
It's gayer than Grindr.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's not very gay. But it's true. We're known for our great lighting.
What kind of lamps have you bought? Floor lamps? Or are they something to sit on a little table?
They are table lamps, yeah.
Mm.
So we were coming down from... We were in Blackpool, staying in Manchester.
Bang! What was Blackpool like?
Well, lovely times. And great fish and chips.
Yeah.
And it's a big thing of like which fish and chip shop you go to. We went to the Yorkshire Fisheries. I know that anger some people in Blackpool.
Oh, really? But that's the thing, Tom. You're quite divisive as a stand-up, aren't you?
I know. I say controversial things. I don't care.
What did you have? What's your fish and chips order?
Well, mine is cod or haddock, thank you.
Sure.
With chips and salt and vinegar. I'm very purist like that. I do like a gherkin on the side. Sometimes
you put it with poorly. Yes. And no curry sauce, no mushy peas?
No.
Oh, I go for both and have them on either side of the plate.
Oh, dear. Oh, no. Oh,
no, not absolutely. And do you know what? I would go gherkin as well.
Oh, good.
And a glass of champagne, if possible.
I like it. That's my birthday meal. It's fish and chips and a glass of champagne.
I know, Tom, you say this to me like I've not been following you around for the last 17 years.
But do you know what I do like as well? And this is my full...
Men.
It's men. And the thing that often stops me getting fish and chips.
No, go on. What do you like,
love? It is bread. I love to make a chip sandwich as I go.
Well, that's going to be a huge shock for everyone listening.
Yes, I know.
You talk a lot about bread.
And do you remember that episode when I talked about having a bolognese sandwich? People were appalled.
Yeah, people were really disgusted. But I saw Felicity Ward have bolognese on toast in the Edinburgh Festival.
Oh my God.
But is that just an Australian way of doing it?
We may never find out. But, but I did go to a lovely cafe in the Northern Quarter of Manchester.
Klang.
Klang, that did some sort of bolognese on a sandwich. And it was cool. Yeah. And they were Italian.
Italian, so we must trust them.
We must. It's sort of up. It's sort of near the top of the northeast quarter of the Northern Quarter, I think.
Do you remember that time that you almost moved to Manchester?
Every time I go there, I think, could have lived. It would have been a different life. Would have been a different world. You know.
Yeah, we wouldn't be friends anymore. You'd have worked in banking or something.
Oh, of course. Probably
or maybe
Lloyd's.
I think you would have made a great air host. I don't think they're called that anymore, are they? Steward.
Cabin crew. Steward.
Thank you. Oh, Jesus. Don't text in. Wow. We haven't got a number.
We haven't got a number. I would have loved that. BA.
Yeah, but you'd have been very high up and I think you'd be quite haughty. I hope you don't mind me saying.
No, I don't mind that at all. Well, I had some legacy contractors from British Airways in the show, actually.
Oh, that's the thing, Tom. These are the people that come to your show.
Ex-legacy contract, because of course BA, I think, well, I don't know if any of the BA legacy...
What I get is tired mums.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't know why I know so much about British Airways and their, you know, hierarchies.
So what do we need to know?
The legacy contracts were the like old school contracts, which were...
I thought you were going to say old gays.
Which were old, well, I mean, I didn't need to. But famously, they'd have cabin service directors, abbreviated to CSD, which was then changed, which informally became known as, well, someone standing at the door. And you can imagine what the C was there
for. Right, okay, sure.
They'd say CSD on the badge.
Right, sure.
And everybody would be like, standing
them,
at the door.
Yeah.
Standing at the door. I won't say it.
No, don't say it, Tom. Don't bring yourself down.
But, you know, that sort of thing people used to do.
Good bonuses, was it, do you reckon? Being quite high up at...
Good bonuses.
I mean, like, I don't mean like financially. I mean, like,
well,
ticket for your husband to come on a long haul.
I think the legacy contracts had a lot of like, they were, I might be speaking out of turn here, but I understand they had good benefits. And
we're not sponsored by BA, don't worry.
We're not.
I think we can do what we like.
They looked after those people who negotiated those contracts, you know, back in the 80s and 90s and stuff. But then, of course, that becomes quite expensive. I think they were on, you know, kind of, I don't know, whether maybe there was a sliding pay scale. I don't know.
Yeah. And how have you been, dear? Have you been? You've been all over the country?
Well, from Blackpool down to Woking, stopped off in Woodstock. Not the festival, but...
Did you do loads of, I don't know, marijuana and sleep with some hippies?
No. No, it's next to Blenheim Palace. We went into...
I love Blenheim Palace. Did you go?
Yes. No, we didn't have time, you know, just an hour and a half, really. We had some chicken wings in a pub, but it was still nice. But we went into this posh shop. Oh my God, it was so posh. And the lady running it, I said, I've seen some chairs on your website. And the lady went, I had no idea we had a website.
Hilarious.
And she sort of came down it was like a two-story shop. We walked in and she sort of came down.
Oh, you know it's going all right if it's a two-story shop.
Oh, well, she came down and she said, hello. I said, hello, we'd like to look at these chairs. We saw the one like, no, we don't really have many chairs. And then she said, but there's a 20% sale on lamps. And I was like, and it was almost as though she just sort of made that up on the spot. And she was so very nice.
Well, there
weren't
any signs anywhere saying 20% off.
No. I don't think so. And then I saw a lampshade I liked. And I said, have you got it in any other colours? So she went upstairs and she stood on an office chair. I saw the office chair to get on a desk. And she wasn't, you know, she was sprightly, but she wasn't a spring chicken. And I was thinking,
she was no chicken.
She was a chicken.
She was a chicken.
And she was like, is this one? No, this one isn't right. No, this wasn't. No.
So what's that? Like a swivel chair?
basically was standing on a swivel chair on a desk. And I was like, oh God, health and safety. It's not my, I don't work here. It's not, I can't, I've advised.
Yeah, I know, but you don't want to be the reason that a middle-aged chicken dies.
I said, and I was saying that when I was like, it doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. And then when it came to paying, she worked out the amount on a piece of paper.
Oh, so old school.
Took the 20% off. And it was like about half the price of what it should have been. So she said, is that what you make it? And I couldn't lie. I said, no, I think it's a bit more than that. We've got it slightly different.
Oh, good boy.
Right. And then she put it through. I can't find the card machine.
Oh.
And she was sort of searching.
Are you
under
sure
desk.
This wasn't a dream?
It was like a dream. Where is it? Where's the thing gone? It's gone under there. Oh, goodness. It's under here. And then she's sort of getting like reams of bubble wrap out
did
from.
Did she recognize you?
No, because she doesn't watch television, I don't think.
Did she say that? I don't know who you are because I don't watch television.
Said, I don't know who. No. Then she said, oh, I can't find. Where is it? Oh, there's a weight on the back of this weight. It's a card machine. And then even when she put it through the card machine, I was like, that's still a pound less than what it should be. And she said, oh, don't worry about it. I'll pay that pound. I said, oh, no, we must have a pound. So somehow Craig, lovely tour manager.
River Horwood.
Craig River Horwood was there. It was a dream. And he paid in the pound. Ended up with three lamps and two lampshades. Absolutely delighted.
Oh, Tom, what a journey. Well, I don't know if you know this, but, you know, I like to bring people in on what's going on in my life.
Yes.
I am looking for an Art Deco dressing table. What do you think about that?
Oh, Suze, yes, you'll find one.
To go in the bay window of my bedroom.
Oh, that would look lovely there.
Yeah, I think so. But I'm having to really... Alice isn't so sure. And I'm very gung-ho with buying things. And so she's put a bit of a stop on it. She's halted the brakes. But the main reason that I've got it is I would say one of the biggest issues within our marriage is me falling over the cord for her straighteners every morning. And so I've decided that if we have a dressing table, we can put them in the drawer.
Well, we can make sure we unplug them.
That is true. Thank you, Tom. A good bit of advice there. That's the thing. Don't just listen to us for chit-chat.
Put it all going. Well, where have you been looking since?
Vinteria.
Lovely.
Yeah. You know, all the normals, eBay. There's a couple of other, like, sort of vintagey places online.
Etsy sometimes has bits like that.
Oh, do they? I thought that was just like, I do a bit of crocheting. Would you like me to do something for your mum?
It is a bit like that. Do you want a personalised spice rack? Please pay me £500.
Yeah. Yeah. Sporty, baby, Jerry.
Yeah, but then it does do a bit of furniture. I've got things on there.
Have you now?
Water candelabra on there as well.
Oh, you love your candelabra. It's because you were Lumiere in a previous life.
Yes, I must have been. But then, and then what else have I bought? Dining room chairs I bought there.
That is nice.
But keep, you know what? Just put it out there to the universe. You'll find one.
Okay, I'll do that today. I'll put it on my to-do list for today.
You must, Suze, you must.
No, Tom, we've had quite a lot of correspondence. And oh, I thought maybe really? Today, you know, we should be in touch with people. You know how I love to be in touch.
Oh, yes. By the way, but I was waiting to hear about your touring.
Oh, of course. Tom, do you know what? I'm going through, and I think it's the same for absolutely everybody with work. You know, you go through stages where you're like, it's a job, and then you go through stages where it's like, it's a joy. And
oh,
I'm
yes.
going through a bit where it is a joy. I'm
bad luck to all those people who saw it when it was a job.
No, I've been enjoying the whole thing. But you know when you just like, oh, I'm yes. just, no, I have enjoyed the whole tour. Thank you, Tom. But sometimes it's nice when you have a little break.
Mm.
And then you go out. Yes. And also the rooms have just got slightly bigger.
Oh, lovely. So they should.
And so it feels, you know, when you go up from like 150 to like nearly 400.
Oh,
you know, it's quite a big leap, and that's what this tour has been. Well, you know, it sort of changes everywhere we go, sometimes as many as 600, which is amazing. But yeah, I have been absolutely loving it. And I'm filming it in a couple of weeks, and so I'm very pleased
yes.
that I'm enjoying it so much.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's you go through stages like everybody's work. Sometimes it feels really exciting and really fun, and other times it feels, you know, it's still a pleasure to do that for a living. But it, you know, you're just tired, or you know, life outside of work is tough, so it's harder to enjoy work.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been. I've done three now, and they've all been really, really nice. I've had really lovely audiences that have all like stuck around and chatted, and lots of fans of like-minded friends who say hello.
Oh.
Hello. So yeah, it's been really nice. I've been on a lot of trains, Tom, as I'm sure people would be aware.
Yes, we saw that lovely train
from online. I was in Sheffield. I was quite worried that the hotel that I was in was the kind of place that maybe a ghost would get in. So I didn't have a great night's sleep.
Was that the one above the station?
No, it wasn't. It was one just down the road.
No.
Oh no, was it in Sheffield? No, it wasn't Sheffield. It was in Newcastle. I stayed somewhere in Newcastle and it just...
You thought it had a feeling.
I don't know what it was about the room.
Well, you've got the gift, haven't you? You've got
the
gift.
Well, that's the thing. I've got the gift.
It's a blessing and a curse.
Oh, it's just a curse. There's nothing blessing about it. I don't want to talk to anyone.
Gosh, imagine being a ghost and that's the response you get.
Well, I hope they're listening.
A message... Well, I'm sure they are. A message coming through from the other side. Like, oh, sorry, no one's here.
Yeah, not.
Please leave a message after the beep.
Yes, exactly. After one of our like-minded friends got in touch last week about, or a couple of weeks ago, about you having Two Doors Down in your
house music,
I've added it to my playlist.
It's a good song, isn't it?
It's a really good song.
Yeah.
It's a really good song. So I have a little think of you before. I'm like, oh, there's Tom's song.
Oh, that's nice. Very lovely. It's nice, that one. I like it one.
It's very good, isn't it?
Mm.
Right, Tom, I really want to share some correspondence with our darling like-minded friends. Hello, Susie and Tom. I discovered like-minded friends in lockdown when I was shielding and miserable. And though less miserable now, I still look forward every single week. When my mum died last September, I found solace in listening to Tom on this and on Griefcast. So I wanted to say a quick thank you for your generosity with your grief, Tom. I'm sure it's not been easy to share your experiences, but it's helped me so much to hear that I wasn't alone, which weirdly it feels like it is sometimes, even though, you know, there are many, many people that have experienced such a huge loss. This is my first time writing here, and I'm sorry to hear about Susie's ongoing back saga. And I wanted to just quickly say that arthritis, whilst being unwelcome and yes, often quite a literal pain in the ass, is not necessarily as an obstacle to throwing shapes in the club, someone's wedding, or / a disco. I'm sure that you know this already, but I wanted to reassure you, as someone diagnosed with inflammatory arthritis in my 20s, I'm still usually on the dance floor every opportunity and have my own hips. Clang.
Oh.
Clang. A decade after diagnosis. Pain is such a bastard, so I hope they figure out the cause of it very soon, Susie, and you feel much better. On a side note, my first MRI, was bizarre. I was a quiet sort of emo teen and had on the regulation hospital gown, accessorised with my long, stripy grunge-style socks. I also requested My Chemical Romance songs to be played at an epic volume during the scan to cover up the banging noises, which I'm sure I can attest to now is absolutely not a thing. Needless to say, it wasn't the most relaxing time for anyone involved, including the poor radiographer. Anyway, thank you so much for being such a reliable, bright point to my week. Wishing you all the best and multiple goodbyes, Camilla.
Camilla.
Thank you, Camilla.
For having a message. Hope you're doing okay.
Yes, I hope you're doing okay. We receive a lot of messages about how open you were with your grief, Tom, and I think you don't realise how comforting that is.
You say how boring it was.
No, as if I would, Tom.
No, that's very nice. I mean, I just sort of, well, I it was my...
We
my,
just talk.
My Yeah, we just talk, don't you? Just talk, don't we? That's very nice of it. I hope it's helped people. Yeah, it's sort of... It's good to... It is good to talk, as the old advert used to say.
Yes, I mean, as Bob Hoskins knew. As well he knew. I found out what's wrong with my back. Do you want to know?
Oh, now you tell us. What is it?
I've got a bulging disc.
Please, not in front of the listeners.
I said it to my brother and he burst out laughing because he thought it sounded like something rude.
Yes.
I've got a bulging disc, Tom. I've got a bulging disc. So I've got to have 3 months of physio.
Oh, is that good?
Well, I don't know. I don't think it's great. It's quite painful. They showed me a scan of my back. Ooh. All of the rest of the discs look... They're sort of clear, and that one looks all like...
A bit swollen.
Ooh. And it's tore. There's a tear in it.
Ooh, la la.
Ooh, la la.
It sounds like that's something they know what it is, because it's been a long time, hasn't it? It's been a
Yes. I think you're absolutely right. I was relieved they knew something.
Mm.
To go, oh, we know how to deal with this. Fine. Yeah. Oh, Tom, here's something.
Oh.
You haven't mentioned that you were hosting live at the Apollo last week.
Oh, did I not?
There was once a time during this podcast that we'd all get very excited about that sort of thing.
Oh, well.
But Tom. I think it's wonderful.
That's very nice of you to say thank you. I didn't mention it because I don't know if it's...
You're under embargo.
Under embargo. It's the Christmas one. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of like, well, at Christmas, and then, you know, trying to do material about Christmas, but sort of doing material that one might do perhaps in other parts of
perhaps
the year.
Perhaps at Easter.
Perhaps at Easter, my Easter-based material. Slightly just reframing it.
Isn't your Easter-based material just your show, but you wear a bonnet?
Yes, that's right. And, and I'm dressed as a bunny.
oh, I'd like that.
But the great news is, Suze, which I'm sure the listeners will enjoy, is that as I was retreating back under the Live at the Apollo sign...
Yes.
I fell over.
No! What, right over?
Well, I thought I was being very clever by... They say, wave, turn, walk up, and then it's just before you go under the sign.
Yeah, you wave again. Yeah.
But I thought, wouldn't it be the height of theatricality to just keep walking backwards into the smoke, like I'm sort of in some sort of reverse Stars in Their Eyes? And
oh, no. So, okay. So the audience are cheering. There is smoke. The show is finished. There's a sense of relief.
Sense of relief. It's done. Everybody's happy.
Great. You're
half
walking
past three
backwards.
In the afternoon. People are dressed in their Christmas. It's a Wednesday jumpers. In September. Everyone's dressed for Christmas. I'm walking backwards, waving, smiling, like I'm about to ascend into the heavens.
Maybe like sort of Princess Diana getting onto a jumbo jet.
Oh, very
that
much
sort
like
of
that.
Wave.
Very much like that. Very, very, very,
very regal. Yep,
very
okay.
Regal. And then there's some sort of thing in the floor. And I fell
what
over.
What do you mean a thing in the floor?
There's like a sort of gap in the stairs. Oh, I don't know what it was really, but it was. There's nothing. No one's getting blamed. But,
when there's blame, there's a claim. Blame. That woman
yes,
falling over.
I know.
Down like a sack of shit.
Like a sack of shit. But I didn't go down. I didn't fall over.
What did you do? Just slip?
Tripped and then did it. But I said, oh, please, I hope they use that because I think
yeah,
that's
because it's
fun.
Funny. Well, there's that really funny Brian Connolly bit of him.
It's one of my favourite things when he walks up front.
When he was hosting the Royal Variety performance. Because I asked him about that when I was at Gokwan's house, Clang. And he said that when he thought of it, he was really thrilled.
Oh, that's funny.
Because I said to him, that must be what people always ask you about. And he said, oh, always. It was like the funniest thing I did on TV.
Oh, that's interesting. Oh, bit of physical.
Let's get physical.
So I hope they do use it. But I'm worried that they'll be like, no, we should just make it nice and normal.
No, don't make it nice and normal. Tom, you'll be thrilled to hear this.
Oh, yes.
A theologian has been in touch. A gay theologian, no less.
We get a lot of them, don't we?
Well, we asked them. We did a call out. Don't you remember? For our gay theologians.
I know.
Dear Susie and Tom, when I heard you say that gay theologians should write in, I couldn't quite believe what I was hearing. I study theology and I'm a queer woman and quite often have one foot in Christian theology spheres and another in the LGBT plus community. Can be quite a lonely place where it feels there are few people who understand both identities and how they interact. Mm. I began studying theology at a prestigious university in 2021. Suffered ill health through my first year, and as my mum was diagnosed with cancer at the end of the year, I've made the decision not to return in September 22. I've been working and am now starting a new theology course at university, very much closer to my parents. My girlfriend and I are now long distance as she's had to move back to France this year, and we are chatting about what you talk about on the pod.
Oh.
Although there are all these changes and moving up and down the country, it's been lovely to have the podcast as a constant part of my week. Thank you very much for continuing the podcast. I hope to see you both when you are on tour at some point. And that's from Neve.
Oh, how lovely. Well, what a nice surprise to hear from some more...
Theologians.
Ooh.
How exciting. We've got some more, which we should share next week. We should share next week because I am in a hurry today because I need to get on a train in 17 minutes.
Well, she's on the radio. She's on the radio.
I'm on the radio later,
she's on the radio shop. That's great.
Can I just say to Neve, though, I think it's very brave to stop university and then start again.
Yes.
So well done you.
I agree.
It's very hard when you put a pause on something and then you start again. When I've done things like that, I found it very frightening. So the fact that you're doing it, well, bloody done, Neve. Well, bloody
and I
done.
I think as well, it's like you do it on your own terms, don't you?
Yes,
you
do that's it, good.
So, and I think that's sometimes very difficult to do, but it's always worthwhile. I think you're so right, Sue. So wise.
Yeah, and I hope that your mum's okay.
Yeah, sending lots of love to the family. Now, Susie, you've got to go.
I've got to go.
I want to do a quick shout out to Paula Ponder. Paula, if you're listening.
Oh, Paula Ponder.
Paula Ponder.
Sounds like an Australian name.
It does, doesn't it? Or a place in Australia, even.
Paula Ponder. Yeah. Have you been to Paula Ponder? Oh, it's great. Got to go. Take the kids. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Paula will enjoy that reference, I'm sure. And Paula listens, Paula is Alf's auntie.
Oh, Clang.
Clang. So not only Linda listens, but also Linda's sister, Paula. So.
Oh my gosh. Alfie's family really make up a big chunk of the listenership, don't they?
They are mainly the listeners, yeah. Well,
we could just do a phone call.
but you go on, get your skates on.
I will. Don't wear skates down
that hill, Suze. Yeah. Don't wear
I won't wear skates. Also, it's raining here, so I better not. Oh. I'll get my trainers on.
Oh, it's such a gloomy day, isn't it? But don't worry. We can just bring a bit of smile and smiling mirth to everything.
That's smiling mouth. I don't love that.
Okay, well, you get out of here.
See you next week. Okay, if I don't see you through the window, I'll see you through the week.
Yes, Susie, yes. Okay. Have a lovely time.
Okay, bye-bye-bye.
Bye for now. Bye.
Bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.